Blog Talk Radio.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger, now I'm wiser, I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them, never could have made it. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it. Never could have I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong, I'm wise, I am better, so much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, 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 Lord. Oh, good God Almighty. Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say it with me.
Never
would
have made it.
Oh,
never could have made it. Without you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Never would have made it without you. Praise God. I'm sure many of you on today can say that. On today, with all of what we've experienced, what we're going through, and what's happening right now, that sound holds prevalence in many of our lives. Never would have made it without you. Made it through the storm. Made it through the rain. God has allowed us to be able to transform in the midst of the circumstance that we go through. To God we give the praise. To God we give the honor. To God we give the glory. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane. And the reason as to why we come forth on today once again. One, first, I want to give honor to God, who is the head of my life. I want to honor my wife, Diane Shaw. I want to acknowledge those who listen by way of YouTube, AOL, however you may use the social media and hear our message. God bless you. You. Again, I thank God for being saved, delivered, and rise to life, whether it's from foolish decisions and attitudes continuously that I make. But I come forth on today holding clear that God has forgiven me, and I thank him, and I come forth to share with you in our ministry that as God has brought me through, he can as well bring you through. Many of us go through what we go through. Many of us don't know our purpose or our reasons in life yet. Still, we stand. Still, we're alive. Still, we're here. Why? What's the purpose? I come forth on today to give no moment on today just to let you know, keep pressing, keep going, carrying on, and keeping on. This is that you've been waiting to hear somebody to say, keep on. This is that moment where, as a man of God, as one who's been there, gone through, and I'm here today to stand forth, recognizing that the only way that I would be where I am today, if it had not been for the Lord. God has delivered me from alcohol, drugs, the addiction of drugs, I live that lifestyle, that I'm honest and happy to speak on my deliverance, thanking God for bringing me through. We all make mistakes. We all make poor decisions at some point in time in our life, especially through the time when we think we're so grown, you know. But it's through those mistakes that make us stronger once we make it through them. We mentioned many times that the affectionate, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And as we stand forth, we recognize that those prayers of our mothers, our mother-mothers, our mother's mother's mother, and basically the prayers that people have brought forth onto us, onto each person, lets me know that that prayer answers in God's time. In God's time. The Bible says that the affectionate, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And we have to be able to understand that affectionate, fervent prayer means you care about something, you love something, and you do it earnestly, truthfully, and meaningfully. At least with reason and purpose. Many of our relatives have come forth and prayed for us earnestly, truthfully, for the well-being and safety of us in life, that we can make it, that we can do it, that we come to know who God is. But we have a tendency to want to keep running. We want to run because we don't want to give up being in the comfort zone, believing that if we give up, then we are going to do this and do that. If we serve God, we're going to give up this, we're going to stop that, and it's not going to be fun. And that keeps us from moving forward. That keeps us from seeking the face of God because we want to serve God. We want things to be right, but we don't want to give up getting high. We don't want to give up having sex with many women. We don't want to give up that lifestyle of being in the world. But I come by and let you know that it's time for a change. You know, there's a song that talks about it's time for revolution. That revolution is to be within inside yourself, recognizing the name of Jesus, that God is who he is, because he created all that I'm here today. It's because of him that I have, you have, and you're doing what you're doing today with the job, with the house, with the family, with a reasonable portion of health. These things are all because of God. Nothing you did other than acknowledging God. For that's the reason and the main purpose of what we have. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33 says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added on." We need to, in all of what we do, recognizing that God is the most common denominator of all the equations. You can't have anything prosper in life without God. Without him, all things are possible. Through him, all things are possible. Now understand, Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. The only way to get to the Father, the Word of God says, is through his Son, Jesus. Give it a chance. He you tried everything else, why not? As you're riding home, listening to this in your room, or on your radio, sitting in the park, it's time for a change. Don't you think? Don't you agree? God has allowed me in the name of Jesus to recognize him and what I do. And I tell you, times come up even on a daily basis. The battle that the enemy comes against me, let me know, let it go, let it slide, don't do it. You go, you'll be all right. You don't have to do it today. Don't do the Bible study, don't do the Bible reading. But the commitment that comes forth for me as unto the Lord is to do what God has called for me to do. I can't speak on your behalf because you're your own person. Yet I do for me and my house, we would serve the Lord. And this is the representation that I have on today as a man of God. Don't touch me of my past. Recognize me from my present. I recognize on today, praise God, that the imperative point of what we stand for, a monument of hope and deliverance, is that, and we know that all things work together for the good, to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. The only reason in which I speak of God, the only reason in which you know of God, is because he calls you. You may not know everything wholeheartedly about God, yet the thought of God in your mind and want to seek God is because prayer has gone forth. And though you may not have stepped out there yet to seek the face of God, that still is something that has gone forth into the heavens to pray us onto you and whoever, your situation or whatever. We heard on the other day when Mr. Andrew Orlando came forth talking about prayer, continuing forth, acknowledging prayer changes things. Spend more time in the name of Jesus praying and not worrying about a situation. I believe and have trust and faith that it will come to pass. The Word of God says this. Trust, believe, and it will come to pass. Sharing as on today, imperative unto me to bring forth on today. The importance of the love that I have for God that's bringing me to another level of commitment. This is something that we bring forth in the name of Jesus on this March 16th. A 2021, that we have evolved to the level of relationship with God to let her know that we talk about it because we are about it day by day. We don't focus, no worry, or concern ourselves as much on tomorrow in reference to anything that's going to keep us from prospering on today. For worry is a disease. Worry is a sickness. And this is something in which don't worry. Don't worry about those things that you cannot change. Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about how you're going to make ends meet. But when we take time to seek the face of God, then it allows us to stay firm about how God will have for us to be. Meaning trusting in him, believing and standing on the word of God, in the midst of our storm, in the midst of our situation. Trust in the Lord. Seek his faith and not worry. For when we're able to focus primarily on the goodness of the Lord and all of what he's done for me, we know the writer songwriter brings forth the message, don't worry, the sun will come out tomorrow. God is still on the throne. And no matter what we try to do, we have to continue to maintain our focus on the main important. We have times to where we get so caught up in the issue and the problem that we lose focus on what can bring us through and out. Of our situation. I understand in the name of Jesus that as Matthew 6:34 says that therefore do not worry about tomorrow. You see, tomorrow, as the scripture says, will worry about its own things. You see, the conclusion of that scripture is sufficient for today is its own trouble. So it's there all day, every day. We ought to take it, surrender unto God daily. We know in the word of God, praise God, we have to seek the faith of God. While he may be found. Because if we don't take time to look for the Lord, if we don't take time to seek the face of God, when we talk about seeking God's face, it means that we're seeking to know him, to understand his character, to hear his voice. You see, the Bible instructs us to, we have to look to the Lord for his strength. We have to seek his face always. Psalm 105 and 4 tells us, but they are we to seek God's face. But why? The answer lies in the translations of the word of God in his faith within knowledge, in his faith within understanding, in his faith he's within calmness and peace. And much of this is associated with the attributes of God. But being in the situation of being face to face, standing, that's the figure of speech. But the phrase doesn't mean to be taken literally. It can't be, for God doesn't have a face. But instead, it means that God and Moses. We have to come desiring the reason to seek a friendship with God. We heard a song writer bring forth what a friend we have in Jesus. I just brought forth a word of encouragement on today to let you know, hang in there. Press on and move forward, because God is with you. God has breathed upon you. For that's why you're here on today. Don't count it strange. Don't count it strange that what you're going through is what you're going through. Don't give up. The sun will come out in the morning. This is the motivation that we're giving you on today. Letting you know that in the name of Jesus, no matter what, you've got to trust in the Lord. What else is there? We tried everything else to defeat our enemies. What else is there? We need to understand that God is on the throne. And that the battle that we go through is not ours. So don't be afraid. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 15 lets us know clearly that the battle is not ours. The battle is not ours. For what he says in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 15, that, and he said, listen, all Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem, and God, King Jehoshaphat, said the Lord, do not be afraid and do not be dismayed at this great force, for the battle is not yours, but God. What you're going through, how big it is, don't be afraid. For God did not give us a spirit of fear, of a power, and of love, and of a sound mind. You be encouraged on today. You be encouraged today because today is not over. You still have an opportunity to accomplish what you were setting out to accomplish. Don't give up. God loves you, and so do I in the name of Jesus. God bless you. And remember, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Be blessed. God got you back. And it's not over. Trust me. Mm-hmm.